All right, joined by Old Grizzlies head coach Tyson Soloski as the final homestand of the year winds down. You guys took on the number one team in the league on Friday night as we hit the midway mark of that homestand. Just your overall thoughts on, you know, for your fourth and final meeting with White Court this season. All pretty low-scoring games.
Yeah, I mean, White Court's a top-end team in our league for a reason, and they do an extremely good job defensively, and they're pretty dangerous offensively as well. So I thought it was a decent game from us. I think we did some good things and some things we can definitely improve on. We got to find a way to create a little bit more offense, and that's probably what it came down to last night.
Yeah, you bet. In the end, you wound up keeping the top line off the score sheet. You snap, you know, the leading scorer in the league, Jalen Bianchet's 12-game point streak, but the secondary scoring gets them enough to get the job done. What did you think of the job that your team did against, you know, their top guy?
Yeah, I thought we did a tremendous job. Obviously, you star his name before the game, and we just challenged our group to be hard to play against him, and I thought we did a good job. He definitely had a few looks that we needed some big saves on, but I think overall we did a really good job defensively, especially against their top line.
You bet. A couple of the bounces in your own zone went against you and led to their goals in the game, and then in the offensive zone it just seemed like one of those nights where the puck just wouldn't settle for you guys. When you see that happening, you know, what do you do overnight and into the next day to try and, you know, find ways to, you know, be a little crisper maybe?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it. I think our execution was probably a little bit off yesterday for whatever reason, and when you're having a night like that, it's sometimes you just got to be a little more simple and try to find ways to get to the net and score some greasy goals. And I don't think we did a good enough job of earning or competing to create scoring chances. I think in the third period we did a good job of that, but definitely not for 60 minutes. So tonight you kind of regroup, and I think the message is you got to compete and you got to earn your ice and you got to earn your scoring chances.
For sure. As the season has progressed here, a big win over the Calgary Canucks to begin this homestand, and you had real great face-off play in the final minute of that game with both Hubert LaRose and Finn Bagley winning some key draws for you. You know, just at this stage of the season, have you got your guys that when it's a draw you must have that you're going to put out there?
Yes, you do. Like, we definitely have probably, like you said, Hubie and Bags are probably two of our better guys on faceoffs, and obviously depends on which side the draw is going to be on. But I would say those two guys are probably your best at chance at winning a faceoff. And I think for us, it's an area of focus for us kind of all the time. And as a younger group, it's definitely a harder area to kind of understand how good you have to be consistently in order to win faceoffs, and last night we didn't do a good enough job of winning enough faceoffs for sure.
Yeah, you bet. And again, even if the Winter Games, you look at Canada falling behind in the playoff rounds, and you know they weren't good in the faceoff dot, especially against Finland in that game. So when you have faceoff men that you count on, what are your instructions for your wingers and your defensemen to get team wins on the draws, perhaps?
Yeah, I think like for us, it's like just our face-off details and like executing our plan, and I think we need to do a better job of competing as a five-man unit to win face-offs. It's not always just on your centerman. Obviously they play a huge piece of that, but I think that as a five-man unit we can do a better job of helping our center win more face-offs.
You bet. When you played, I'm not sure whether you took a lot of draws or not, but you know, what kind of drills do you guys do, and have you received in your career, you know, any real you know, truthful advice from someone that helped you in the dot?
Yeah, I think like back when I played, I was actually pretty good in the faceoff dot, and I've got a chance to work with Jay Beagle over the last couple of years, and obviously he was very good in the faceoff circle at the highest level, and me and him have just like kind of talked back and forth a ton, so I think you take a lot from him, and the biggest thing is you kind of just teach your centermen on what they're looking for and their plan, and then just execute that plan. And it's a game of chess usually in the faceoff dot. Is if you're doing something that wins, the other guy's going to try to change things up and make it a little more difficult. And I think we need to do a better job of adjusting that instead of just relying on the one skill of winning that. And then when you look at it in practice, you're just dropping pucks for guys, whether it's a guy by himself or you compete against a teammate, and you just try to do that multiple times a week because it's so important.
You bet. If you're in a defensive zone just right now and there's a face-off to the right of the net, who's your guy and why?
Yeah, it's Finn Bagley, right? He's really our only option on the right-hand side, and he's good. Like, he's strong as a younger kid, and he understands the importance of D-zone faceoffs, so it's him for sure. And then you have a guy like Ryder Riddell who can win faceoffs at the same time, but I think Bags has done a really good job and earned that.
You bet. And then if we go to the left in your defensive zone, who would be on that side?
Yeah, it'd be Hubert LaRose. He's been really good for us in the faceoff dot. I don't think he had a great night yesterday in the faceoff circle, but I don't think anyone did. But he's usually pretty good at faceoffs, and he's won some key draws for us, and right now we trust him to win those faceoffs.
Excellent. On the back end, we have seen some physicality from your group there, and you obviously have some tall trees in Kai Martins and Karai Buskaya and guys like that. How have you seen them progress as we move towards the final stages of their rookie seasons here?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think both of those kids have come a long, long way. It's a hard job to play junior hockey as an underage, especially as a defenseman, and we have three of them, right? And it's a challenge every game, right? And they got to be able to show up and have really good details defensively, and it's something that we've really focused on. And throughout the year, they've done a tremendous job of getting better every single day. And to be honest with you, I've really liked our D-core as a whole since Christmas break, and it shows like how much they've improved over the course of the year. So, yeah, it's definitely encouraging to see.
Excellent. Exciting finish at the end of the game last night with the Graves and Martin going head-to-head. Was that one of the better tilts that you've seen in the league this season?
Yeah, it was definitely a good fight. I mean, I don't love seeing it with 5 seconds left when it's 3-1 just because the game's kind of over at that point, right? But it's hockey, and things get heated, and players don't like things that other players do, and I fully respect the accountability piece from their player and from our player, right? And it's good to see Marty stand up for himself, and he's a tough kid, so he can definitely handle himself.
You bet. And the last one for you, looks like Corbin Sanderman will get the net here for the first time in a while for a start tonight against the Lloydminster Bobcats. How do you guys, make his transition back into a starting role a good one for him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Corbs hasn't played in a while, and for me, like, he's done a tremendous job in practice and continuing to earn trust back there. And I think for us, like, the biggest thing is when you have a guy that hasn't played in a while is just, like, how you're going to defend and how you take pride in the D zone and making it easy on him. Obviously, that's always your goal, but I think when a guy's coming in and hasn't played in a long time, you definitely have to make it a focus to make it easy on him. He's a great goalie, and we expect him to be really good for us tonight.
Said, well, keep it going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. Anytime.